James Blanchard. He's on the other end of our line. Mr. Blanchard, how are you?
Well, good morning.
Well, I appreciate you calling in. You're going to be part of a very big conference, and we want to get your take on that. Tell us about it.
Well, as you know, as some know, I did serve as ambassador to Canada as well as governor, and still involved with our MSU, Center for Canadian Studies, still involved with Canada. It's our largest trading partner by far for Michigan and the United States. So this conference on the Port of Lansing is a way to highlight a lot of different things, including the benefits of expanding trade with Canada. No state, in fact, our capital city, Lansing, no one has more to gain by expanding trade and relations and business. It means jobs. It means economic opportunity. So I will talk about that. The Consul General Roy Merton will be there. Lots of distinguished people. The Michigan Economic Development Corporation, of course, is involved, as is MSU. So it's a win-win for everybody.
Mr. Blanchard, it seems like we've dropped the ball on this. How come?
Well, I think the legislature actually, in failing to authorize a new bridge between Detroit and Windsor, has been the real stumbling block, and a lot of them were misled by the benefits. But I think that's going to happen. It's the busiest. You know, the Detroit-Windsor is the busiest trade corridor in the world. And Lansing is perfectly positioned because you've got the Blue Water Bridge, you've got the Ambassador Bridge, you're going to have a new crossing, you've got tunnels. We obviously share a lot of manufacturing activity with Canada. Lansing is in the center of that, with our automotive, our manufacturing, our state government. So there's a lot we can do, and I think there's a lot more that will happen, including, of course, the new bridge between Detroit and Windsor. That will happen. It's just a matter of time.
Opponents of the bridge say that paying for it is a big concern because nothing is definite. What do you think?
Oh, I don't. That's not a problem at all. I've worked on it. I don't work on it now. I was a consultant for MDOT. But no, first of all, it's the tolls are going to pay for the bridge. Secondly, Canada has agreed to pay our share and then repay itself with tolls. So no, there's no budgetary impact in Michigan. Actually, it's huge. I've never worked on a project that could do so much good, not only to secure our trade future, but you're talking 10,000 construction jobs. That's not counting the people they buy steel from and concrete and groceries. So, no, it's a no-brainer, and anyone who's looked at it knows that. Virtually every business and every union and every local government leader supports it, and it will benefit our entire state, from the west side to Detroit. It'll be a very big deal. And of course, our auto companies want it very badly because they have bottlenecks all the time.
Mr. Blanchard, from your perspective, what kind of job is Rick Snyder doing as governor?
Well, I'm always reluctant to second guess my successors, and I've done that without regard to party. It's a very tough job. I can tell you that on the one thing I've worked with him on, which is the new crossing, the new bridge, he's right on, and it didn't take him very long to figure out how important that would be for our jobs and our economic future. So I'd rather leave it at that. I have a good relationship with Rick Snyder. It doesn't help him for me to say anything too favorable because he's got an overwhelmingly Republican legislature, and I know he's got his hands full. It's tough when you're trying to lead a state in a recession, although we're beginning to come out of that, but it's tough.
Is there anything that he could do better?
Oh, there's always things he can do better, but that's true whether it was myself or our other successors. So I'm not interested in critiquing him. I'm interested in working with the governor to help move Michigan forward, and I think that requires a bipartisan approach, and it requires people who aren't interested in politics who try to avoid it, whether it's business leaders or labor leaders or civic activists, and it requires the greater Lansing community. We need more than a few people in the legislature to worry about these things.
All right, Governor.
I see it as a team effort.
Governor, final question for you. You think Mitt Romney can beat Barack Obama, and do you think he can win Michigan?
Well, first of all, in American politics, anybody can beat anybody on any given day. I think Barack Obama will carry Michigan because he's been good for our state, not just in helping rescue the auto companies, but in the assistance he's given to our state budget, which prevented major layoffs, to his support for Great Lakes, to his willingness to work with small businesses. I think Mitt has had problems on some of those issues. So I think Barack Obama will carry Michigan. But I think it'll be a tough fight. I think the national election will be very close. And nothing is certain in politics.
We've been talking with former Michigan Governor James Blanchard. He'll be taking part in tomorrow's Port Lansing Global Logistics Conference at Michigan State University. Governor, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thank you.